It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out. Hey!
Hey, Jesus! Damn, baby!
Welcome to Loving the Strange, our Friday, May 3rd edition, in which we scare Sean Kelly Farrar.
You're usually not quite that exuberant.
I had to get it all out, right now, man. Like, it was bundled up inside of me, the exuberance that happens from this terror called podcast. But D is here!
It's not scary.
No, because D is here. And when D is here, is much less scary. Hi, D.
D's the only one here, though.
No, there's one other person.
Oh, Jesus. We got two?
Yes. You keep taking the Lord's name in vain, my friend. And for all our Christian friends, they're going
to... Oh, my apologies to them and God. for sure.
I'm always like, I remember when I was at Calvary Baptist Bible School as a little kid.
Yeah.
And I was always like, when they were like, you cannot take the Lord's name in vain.
Yeah.
And I was always like, I don't think that would be on his number one list of worries. Like,
look, how many, I agree with you, by the way.
Okay.
How many people, like our main friends, do you think would ever say, if you ask them, like, hey, what religion do you think Sean was brought up in? Do you think we'd guess the right one?
I don't know.
Low? A low number?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like it's kind of half and half. Like, sometimes I think you do present as somebody who was brought up in a very strict, let's say, Christian religion.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I think you present as someone who was brought up with absolutely no religion at all.
Well, that's it right there. So, it's the combination. It's like, I mean, you know, Pentecostal church. It's like Pentecostal at church, domestics at home.
Oh, no. John Bell is here. Hi, John Bell.
John said he's always here.
Thank goodness for John Bell and Dee.
Yeah,
I don't know what we'd do without them.
Carry us along.
I know.
Somebody else will show up.
What do I present as for a religion?
Oh, you know, I would say just like Catholic.
Catholic?
Yeah, because you don't really, like me, I don't present as a religion.
I'm just intrigued now.
Neither do you, but you got that more, you know. You can handle a big giant
weddings, rosary,
like long wedding ceremony.
I can handle a good
any type of ceremony, because everything Catholic is long and ceremonious. So
when I was a little kid in college, I was like, I spent a lot of my youth trying to find religion, which is a little weird. Kind of heavy. Like, that's kind of a heavy topic. Why are you laughing?
Because it is kind of weird when you're young.
I was into it. All right. I also applied for the seminary and got in, which would shock most people who know me.
But didn't go.
No, I had a baby instead.
She missed her first day. She was drunk.
No, that's not why. Where's our bell that Susie gave us, our lying Sean bell?
Oh, I think you threw it away because there was no need for it.
No, it's right here.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. So... One of our friends and listeners, Susie, who is a minister, gave us this bell. And this is the Sean is lying bell.
Which you'll never hear ringing, honestly.
Another lie. But anyways, I was like, I applied for a seminary, like right out of college. But then I got pregnant. And then we had to find a way to make money. And so therefore... my then husband took a job, and I did not go into an exclusive seminary. I could have been a minister. Try to imagine that. I think that's a little weird.
Yeah, it is a little weird.
Oh, Dee said she thought that it was from when Sean uses bad words, Belle.
Jeez, it can be both. Just wear that bell right out there.
Ding, 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 ding.
That's not a lie.
It never stops. No, if it was a Sean uses a naughty word, Belle.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, so yeah, it intrigues me because, you know, like my daughter has been, people have like hate crimed her because they assumed she was a religion that she wasn't. And there's all, or hate speeched her. And I just find it intriguing that, like how we might assume people's religions when we don't actually know what they are.
Yeah.
And I never would have imagined that you would have thought I was Catholic.
Really?
Yeah.
What would you have thought I thought?
I don't even know. I don't know. I don't feel like I present as anything. Dee said, instead of words, use the bell instead. I think.
I could never remember it. They just came out of, they got a mind of their own. They just fly out of my mouth.
Jennifer says, anytime Sean lies, an angel gets its wings.
You are 100% correct, Jennifer. That's why there's so many assholes in this world.
Ding! I'm so sorry. But anyways, when I was a little kid at Bates College, right, there are these two priests walking across the courtyard. I think I've told this story, and I apologize to those of you who have heard it before. And I really wanted a religion, right? My mom quit her religion because she caught the minister cheating at bowling, called him out on cheating at bowling, and then he lied to her face. And so my mom was like, two middle fingers to the minister. I'm done with this religion. You can't be in charge of my spiritual health if you're going to lie about bowling.
You know what? That whole thing is your mom's fault.
That's not my mom's fault.
You're not supposed to call out the minister ever.
Oh, yeah. You would have.
If it's not like a crime against humanity, no.
You are the biggest liar in the whole thing. Because the truth is, we haven't been able to go for a long time, but we have a friend who has a daily, like a weekly, low, bi-weekly now, low stakes poker game. And Sean gets so angry and calls everyone out when he thinks they're cheating. Right? Do you?
Well, at least to you.
Oh, this is Sean's face.
Publicly.
I can't do your angry face. Oh. Like, it's just like the Terminator glare of, you're a liar, you're cheating, oh my god, you're cheating, like, and it's like all this angry evil energy emanates out of him at the poker table when he thinks someone's lying.
That's why you said we had to stop going.
That's not we just haven't been able to go. Christine's here. She says, good evening, Carrie and Sean.
Good
Christine,
evening,
good
Christine.
Evening. We will try to behave for you. And Jennifer says, ding, ding, ding. Jennifer, Christine Allard Bristol up here is also from the Bedford, Manchester area. So I don't know if you two ever crossed like
paths.
Yeah. And Christine says, you're supposed to lie in poker.
Lie, but not cheat.
I don't know. Sarah, you know who taught me how to play poker? You ready?
No, that's not the appropriate lead-in. You said she taught you how to cheat at poker.
Okay, you know who taught me how to cheat at poker?
And that method only works with adolescent boys.
Not true. The person who taught me how to cheat at poker and taught me the whole game of poker, actually, was Sarah.
Love it.
Yeah.
Christine answered.
She knew. Yes, it was Sarah Silverman. And she taught me in the green room at McKelvey Middle School during one of our plays. I think it was like, I don't know. It was something about a princess and a pea. And there was all these mattresses. Once Upon a Princess, maybe?
Oh, it's got many different names.
Yeah.
No, it does. I just...
Not this particular musical. Okay, all right. Anyways, and so she taught.
Not on Pornhub either.
Anyways, Sarah taught me how to cheat. And yes, Dee's like the original story is called The Princess and the Pea, but the musical I think was called Once Upon a Mattress, and the opening song was like, We have an opening for a princess, a beautiful certified princess, if any of you Googlers are really into trying to find it. Jen said that's awesome. Jennifer said that's awesome. Christine said the princess and the pea. See the story done by Kermit.
And see, that wasn't the real original name, because it was like, originally it's a Dutch story or something, or I don't know.
My people. Anyway, so.
I could be wrong there, but it didn't originate here.
So Sarah taught me how to cheat at poker, and she taught me all about poker. She made it all like kind of horny for sixth graders and seventh graders. And then.
Well, it is, because she. Once you learn how to play poker, you can play strip poker.
She made all like naughty things out of all the cards. And then, but my real point was when I was at Bates College, because we're going back to religion, we're going back to my point, is that I was like feeling like I need to find God, I need to find religion, I need to figure out who I am. And right when I thought that, these two priests were walking across the quad or the college green or whatever you call it, right? In like total, like really important conversation, it looked like, right? Like it looked like they were serious. And I was like just this like 20-year-old hippie girl. And I'm like, I'm gonna ask them. I've always wanted to be Catholic because all the cool kids, all the cool kids at McKelvey School complained about CCD all the time. And it felt like they were a part of this club that I didn't get to be in. And so I was like, I'm gonna ask them how to be Catholic. And so I went up and I'm like, hey fathers, I really am like, you know, blah, blah, blah about Catholicism. And they both looked at me and they were like, no girl, find your own faith. And they were done with me and they just took off and I got rejected. I got rejected by the Catholic Church. And I went home and I wrote an angry poem about it saying like, am I the Antichrist? Why did they not like me? But now I'm like,
I'll tell you why, but I can't do it until we're off the air.
Anyways, so that's my, I got rejected by the Catholicism religion. Those two priests in Lewiston, Maine. Hey. Dee said, if you go to lingerie parties, I don't even know what that refers to anymore.
Me either, to be honest.
But it's good. And Dee then said, sorry, I just had to throw that in there. And Jennifer said, Sean.
Oh my God, I would have traded Catholic everything to you for a buck.
Because you were, but you were one of the cool kids.
Yeah, but what a pain in the ass, apparently. I'm telling you, what kind of kid wants to go sit through hours and hours of all this pageantry?
This one. I would have done anything for it. Oh, Dee said it was in reference to playing strip poker. I totally would have done anything for it. I would have done anything for it. My religious upbringing was... Oh, wait, can somebody guess? Isn't that our point?
I'm not going to guess.
People are supposed to guess what we were supposed to be.
No, I just asked you that question. Like, who would have guessed what I might be?
You got to read this.
I will read it. Because it needs to be read in a masculine voice.
All right, this is from Christopher Walsh.
Don't be distracted by this strangeness. 10 years ago, a crack commando unit was sent to prison for a crime they didn't commit. These men probably escaped from a maximum security stockade to the Los Angeles underground. Today, still wanted by the government, they survive as soldiers of fortune. If you have a problem, no one else can help. And if you can find them, maybe you can hire the A-team. I hear they live in Bar Harbor now.
I think they do. I think they live right here in town. We're going to make our own A-team. Christopher Walsh, you're amazing. I'm not distracted at all. Well, I'm not thinking of Mr. T right now.
Chris, no, I was going to say that, but Chris gets to be the older guy. Who was like the unit leader?
There was Hawkeye, Mr. T.
Yeah, but wasn't there like an older guy?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll look it up in a second. Christopher said Jehovah.
That's a good guess. I did not say it.
I feel like it was close.
It was close.
When I was in like sixth or seventh grade.
Every holiday. Like, she probably took all of the Momo May.
How can I do a holiday dinner for Momo May?
Oh, end of the month.
When I was in sixth or seventh grade, I don't know if Jennifer remembers this because we went to the same grade school, although we weren't friends because she was too cool for me.
Because she was Catholic.
We had this thing where you got like assigned to do an interview with some profession, and it was a person in the community. You had to go to their house and stuff, and I got like the guy who was kind of in charge of like the Jehovah Witnesses of Bedford, New Hampshire.
Oh my God. How did you make it through that?
My mom came with me. My mom was like, there's no way in hell I'm letting you go alone, Carrie. You're not going to the strange man's house without me.
I mean, there is that concern, but I'd just be more concerned with like boredom. No offense. All I know about Jehovah's Witnesses is they don't celebrate holidays, right?
Or anything like that. Christopher said, I totally knock on doors. I have a book for you. Just for the cost of printing. He knows it. He knows the whole thing.
You don't know how much it costs to print a book,
man. When Emmy was my little person, who's now grown up, was little, we were decorating Easter eggs. And some people, all right, so Jehovah Witnesses, no offense to them because they're wonderful, etc. But they came to the door, and Emmy was like 18 months old, right? Almost two. And she's cut like half naked, covered in Easter egg dye, because we're like, we're just gonna have fun, right? And she's like, ah, mommy. And they come to our door and they're like, do you know what Easter is really about? Because I'm nice. I'm like, oh, come on in. Let's have coffee. Whatever.
What?
Yeah. That's what my dad taught me.
But they're getting ready to tell you, your kid who's trying to enjoy Easter.
Yes. And then they told us all about beheading. Like beheading and all this kind of stuff about like, you know, the ancient origins of Easter. And Emily, I can remember her little 18-month-old self go, hey.
You just let it slip. She was 18 once.
No, she was 18 months. She was not 18 years. That's creepy. Dee said, now I want to watch this movie. Christine said, I saw Hulk Hogan last week. What? I need to know more about that. And Jennifer said, how did I miss this interview thing? I only got to Bedford in sixth grade. It was middle school. It was a middle school interview thing. It was like, maybe you and I had different social studies teachers and you didn't get assigned it, but it was hell. It was like a pivotal moment in my existence.
Wait, I want to make sure that Dee knows that. I think there is an 18 movie, but you got to watch the series if you can find it on some streaming service. The 18, and then what's that other one?
I don't know.
What's that helicopter one with, who's that obscure actor? It's not Jean-Claude Van Damme, but he looks kind of like him.
I don't know.
Airwolf. Remember that?
Oh,
Christopher Walsh probably remembers Airwolf.
So Jennifer said she blocked a lot out. So have I.
Carrie still does. She won't even remember this podcast.
No, I block every day out, honestly. But I definitely have blocked a lot out from my middle school experience. Christopher said it was a Airwolf.
Yeah, but I can't remember the actor's name. I'm not good with stuff like that.
It was Hannibal in the A-Team.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That was the older guy's name.
Yeah. And Airwolf starred Jan Michael Vincent.
That's right. That's who it
as
was.
Stringfellow Hawk.
That was his name?
Yeah.
I didn't realize that. I think they just called him Hawk. Actually. Because Stringfellow, no matter how you cut it, is not good for a man.
Would you like to see him? Can you see him?
I know what he looks like.
Oh.
Can't see him yet.
You can't see him in the image?
Oh, the image wasn't up yet.
How about this one?
I can see it now. Yeah.
There he is.
Yeah.
There he is.
He's like a Patrick Swayze, Jean-Claude Van Damme cross.
Here he is wearing half of a Canadian tuxedo.
Even when he's muscular, he's still skinny. He's so totally skinny.
Dee said, I used to watch a couple episodes with my dad, but I really enjoyed the movie. And Christine, who's still showing off about Hulk Hogan.
Oh, she's showing off because she's in Florida. Is that where she lives?
I don't know. No. Well, she lives in New Hampshire and has a house in
Maine. She was in Clearwater, Florida recently, or sometime. All right. Last week.
Well, why don't you read her comment?
Hulk has a store in Clearwater, Florida. I just happened to walk in and he was there. He was on the phone conducting business, so I didn't get a selfie.
Wow.
Hulk. Well, he can't get a selfie. He's always like all oily and shit. So you don't want to put your arm around him.
I would put my arm around him.
That's just his wrestling persona. That's always oiled up and shiny. I was making a joke.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
So for those of you who don't know, this is Hulk Hogan.
Who doesn't know Hulk Hogan?
I don't know. Younger people, older people, people who don't know about wrestling. He was like a big time wrestling guy in the...
People who don't know a lot about wrestling.
I was going to say
80s and 90s.
Okay, one of our friends had a wrestling party where you're all dressed up as wrestlers, and that was the best theme party I've ever gone to.
There was quite a few Hulks there, wasn't there? But there was a good theme party.
Other than the SNL party that Tom and we had. That was a really good one. Yeah, I think if we had friends, we should have a party like that, Sean.
SNL?
Yeah, or wrestling. I think that was brilliant. Christopher Walsh said, I am going to lunch in November with, you say the rest.
Allison Arngrim, who played Nellie Olson on Little House on the Prairie.
What?
I won it on Charity Buzz, and we're going to the Beverly Hills. He
won it.
I think he said he won it on Charity Buzz, and we're going to the Beverly Hills Hotel.
No!
Wow, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Apparently you get to go to California.
I was terrified of her as a child. This is Nellie Olson.
You know how badly I want to get out of this town. Anyways.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say.
That's a great shot right there. She looks like a complete, total psycho teenager.
I was terrified of her.
She's possessed right there.
Yeah, I know, which is why I was terrified of her. Christine said, we asked.
I'm not that jealous. I'm just a little jealous.
He's jelly.
Florida. I love Florida. I hate Florida, but it's in my blood, so.
He's got Florida in his blood.
So I have to love it.
It's in there with little flamingos and alligators and bad choices.
I don't care about flamingos so much.
Christine said
I'm all about alligators and bad choices. Sorry to interrupt you.
Christine said she was on vacation last week, and Dee says that Hulk was her favorite wrestler as a kid. And Christine said the 80s, and Dee said the 90s.
Hey, didn't Hulk Hogan start out with...
I'm just obsessed with this.
I might be wrong, but what's her name there? What's the singer's name? Cyndi Lauper?
What?
Or maybe I'm wrong, but I thought she kind of started out with Hulk Hogan, but then she kind of went bad. She was into wrestling. She was like a wrestling sidekick for a while.
No, she was not really.
Yeah, I believe so. Look it up.
So Cyndi Lauper, for those of you who don't know, strange fact, is a singer. There you go.
I was doing a lot of magic mushrooms back then, so.
You were not.
I know, but it sounds good. See, look, I was right. And then she Lou Albano, but I thought he was the kind of the bad guy, the douchey guy.
Oh, so Christine said, for those of you who are only listening after the fact, that it was Lou Albano. Yes, she was. And that was Lou, says Jennifer. And Dee said, girls just want to have fun. And that was Cindy's song, but also her life with wrestlers.
Apparently.
And John Bell said her and Captain Lou. Yeah, I have no idea who Lou Albano is. Does that mean I'm totally even more uncool than...
I don't know what you were doing in the late 80s and 90s.
I was listening to The Alarm and The Waterboys and Tracy Chapman.
Okay, you're uncool. I'm just kidding. Actually, you're too cool for us. Other kids.
That's so mean. That's like so, so mean.
Hey, I went to The Alarm with you. They were pretty good.
So, Sean.
It was actually the best concert I ever went to.
What?
Yeah, just because of the atmosphere and the proximity and stuff.
This is Lou Albano, for those of you who do not know.
He looks like he's wrestling during the day, porn star at night.
He kind of does. Yeah. And Christine said did the thing with the Goonies too. I'm assuming that's Cyndi Lauper, not me.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Chris said,
you've been with some Goonies.
I'm going to have a theme party, and I want Carrie and Sean to come as Captain and Tennille. And I tell you that I will sing that Muskrat Love all night long if you invite us to your party, Christopher Walsh.
We'll do it.
Imagine any way to make up.
As long as everybody puts their cameras and phones in a basket on their way through the door.
But I would do this because I cannot imagine any way to make up for my uncoolness of my childhood.
You weren't uncool. You were too cool.
Invited to a Christopher Walsh party and dress up like Captain and Tennille with my hottie Sean.
You can get any costume you want on Amazon. That's all I know.
Do you think they have Captain and Tennille?
Well, what do we need? A captain's hat and some polyester clothes.
We need Muskrat Love. So they were American recording artists, for those of you who don't know.
Can you find a picture?
And they were in the 1970s. And I think his real name was Daryl Dragon. Is that right?
I don't know.
And Tony Tennille. And let me find a photo. Hold on. Oh, yeah.
Were they a real couple?
I don't know.
Because I always thought they were like a couple, but I don't know if they were or not.
I don't know. What is real, honestly? You know? Here we go. I got one. Captain and Tennille. Let's see if I can make it bigger. Is that any bigger?
No.
Ugh.
All right, how about if I'm Tennille and you're the captain?
That would be so much better because you would rock the sequins and I would rock the mustache, honestly.
I can't go. I'll be the captain, but I can't be Tennille.
Christopher said, look what you do in your car on your way home is all up to you. And no, Jennifer.
I gotta tell you, what is this? This month exactly is my second year of ownership of that truck.
Oh, that you're supposed to have Chris
and
detail?
It's still a virgin.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know what you meant. But no, I thought you meant like
my last
detailing.
Like,
we're on Facebook.
By the hour, hotel.
I can't get banned. On Facebook.
Well, we're not gonna get banned. That's not explicit.
I don't know. Somebody's gonna care. Somebody's gonna care. You're such a horrible husband.
Chris started it.
I did not start it. Christopher started it.
I said Chris started it.
All right.
Okay. You have that party, Chris. We'll do it. Can you make it on a Friday night?
Oh my gosh.
That's like our free night most times.
Can you hear that?
No, I can't.
Oh man.
It's probably just I don't know. Did anybody hear that? Chris said yes, but I don't know if he's talking about Friday night or hearing it.
I don't know, Sean. Do you want to have that haircut or should I have that haircut?
That haircut?
Yeah.
I don't want that haircut.
I don't know.
My hair would fit under that wig.
It's better than yours. Because I really love you. We could do that.
We did the stupid thing for Saturday Night Live, the cheer. We can do the song.
Yeah. For a friend's Saturday Night Live party, we were the cheerleaders from SNL. And we tried to learn the
We did.
I don't remember it. I've repressed it.
No, we did this year.
I've repressed it.
Right in Tom's kitchen.
Yeah, I've repressed all of that. You never want to see me cheer. Christine said she was singing with this, and Jennifer said she used to sing in this into a hairbrush. And Christine said it was a perfect cheer. And Christopher said, I got invited to a drag party once. I dressed in full drag. And when I arrived, no one else was dressed up. No!
Ain't that a bitch?
Those losers.
I know.
That's not cool.
Those are some bad friends right there.
I would totally dress up like a man in a hot sec. I mean, I kind of do every day.
Well, I don't know. You do not. You used to, though.
I used to, yeah. During my Bates college.
You used to have that. Yeah. It was way after that, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Christopher said he was 6'8 in heels. That means you'd be 7 feet.
I'm sure he was, and that's why I don't want to take the Tennille part, because I hate heels. I can't walk in heels.
No, we got it, Christopher. We have to put Shawnee in, like, 6-inch heels. That would be beautiful. We're doing it.
No, then I'll be uncomfortable all night. What was that ring for?
D told me to. I do all things decent.
Oh, jeez.
Punk, says Christine. Drug party. Did I read the invite wrong, says Jennifer.
I think you did. Yeah. Well,
we don't advocate the use of drugs.
You're definitely probably going to indulge in some of the other.
No. What else did Captain and Tennille sing? Said Carrie, changing the topic.
I was going to say, don't change it to that.
They got divorced.
Of course they did.
Due to intimacy issues.
Oh, he couldn't get it up and she wanted it still.
Apparently.
That's what it was.
Maybe he was just gay and he couldn't come out back then. Oh, that's so sad. That's sad.
Maybe he just had the old ED.
But yeah, maybe. We don't know. We don't know. We're only, like, you know, only Tony Tennille wrote a story about it, so.
Oh, well, you got to hear both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Could have been her fault.
Yeah. You know that? She said she loved him with all her heart, but what I was projecting on him was something he could never be, and I didn't know that at the time.
Oh. Aww. No, she wanted it too much.
She might have wanted it too much.
What?
Oh, man. Christopher said, if B. Arthur could wear flats, so can Sean Farrar.
God, that just wouldn't look good, though.
Yeah, it would. Jennifer said, drag, drug, whatever. And Christopher said, he was gay. So he was gay. I didn't know. And then, it's never the woman's fault, Sean. Thank you.
I know that, Christine. I'm surprised Carrie let that Christine. Slide. Once this thing's over, I'm going to get a lashing, probably.
Or just a lot of ding. Because when Sean's a naughty boy. Oh, I had dysfunction with my dinger.
Well, see, that it could be the woman's fault.
No, it is not the woman's fault. Oh my god.
No matter how hard I slap it, it just won't work.
Okay, moving on. Hey, let's talk about some strange things.
Oh, that's pretty strange. I gotta say.
I really loved Captain and Tennille.
Did you really?
Yeah. They were easy to sing, so I liked them a lot. And, like, I thought they were fun.
We gotta talk about something different than the Captain and
Tennille. All right. Christopher said after all this is over, Sean wants to break in that truck.
You know I do?
No.
But I can't drive anymore tonight. So we'd have to do it right in the driveway. And while that lends a certain air of excitement, it's just not the same as being in somebody else's driveway.
Our neighbors are back, too, from Florida.
I find it most challenging to park your vehicle right in somebody else's driveway in front of their house while you're doing it.
What? When have you done that?
I haven't, but I just made it up.
Oh, ding!
But don't you... That's what we're gonna do.
No, no, we're not. No, 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 no. Oh, I've
no,
lost
control. Don't say that word, Christopher.
What did he say? I'm not even gonna do that. I'm not gonna put your comment up.
Carrie hates that word.
I hate that word.
More than anything.
More than any other word. Ever.
I haven't said it in like 5 years. I just go straight to wet.
Okay, my mom's least favorite word was...
Was what?
F-A-R-T.
What?
Yep.
Really?
She hated that word.
Why?
Just thought it was crude and vulgar.
Fart?
Yes. Thank you for saying
that. Well, you don't mind it?
I don't like it when you do it, but
well,
I don't...
Yeah, I know, but all day long you're in here like, which one of you dogs just farted? Holy crap.
Because you've been a very, very bad influence upon me.
Me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Should I tell that story?
No.
No, not that one.
I don't know what story it is, but if you have to ask.
Just decided she has finally taken my last name as my wife.
No, don't tell that story.
No, not that one.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, don't tell that story.
Because I've influenced her so much and changed her for the worse so much.
He really has.
She's now a Farrar.
I am now a Farrar.
Because she can express her true self.
No, it's not my true self. It's just this coarse, vulgar self, like this Farrar self. I'm no longer a Jones.
Nope, she's
Farrar. That's all it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Dee said her mom hates the word stupid, and I used to get in trouble for saying it. In one of my books, I think my first book was Bloomsbury, I wrote the word stupid, and I got in trouble for writing
it. Really? Mm-hmm.
And it was in dialogue, or it was self-referential. I can't remember, but it was like, no, we don't. That's a bad role model thing. I'm like, but it's honest. People think they're stupid sometimes, and then they have to get over it and overcome it. And that's what it is to, like, grow and change and, like, have, you know, self-worth. And they're like, no.
Huh.
Schools won't let you have that book in there if it has the word stupid in it.
That's pretty weak.
And you know what I said? I said that's stupid.
But you let them change it, didn't you? Or you changed it.
Jennifer said, you're a Farrar. I don't know, Jennifer. I don't know. I feel like...
She is.
I don't know what I am.
Honorary.
I don't know. We're married.
That's why it's honorary. I'll just get into this family without a little work.
It's hard to be a Farrar. So part of the problem is that, like, so I'm a Jones, but that's actually a married name for me.
Yeah.
I've been married a few times. And then, like, the problem is that, you know, I became a writer while I was a Jones. And so I got kind of stuck with that name, right? Carrie Jones. It's easy to spell. When you abbreviate it, it's cojones. If you take the first letters of two letters of my first name and the last name, like, that's kind of cool, because who doesn't want to be called cojones? So part of me, because I'm a writer, I'm like, oh, I can take a new name. I could be like a ghostwriting name. I can have a pen name. And so I was thinking of, like, all the names of all my grandmothers. Because I don't really know what my real father's last name was. And so that got really complicated for me. And so Sean was like, be a Farrar. And then I did a couple crude things. And he's like, you're a Farrar. You got your card. You're a Farrar now.
I took it back, though, the other day.
He did take it back.
It's just like I took back your honorary Southern girl badge.
Oh, yeah.
But so you're in the back tonight.
Jennifer said, if you're legally changing your name, it sucks, but
she's not.
I'm not, because I'm too lazy.
That's too much work. God, no.
Like, oh, I'd have to drive to Bangor or something. I'm not gonna do that. That's 40 minutes away. And Jennifer said it takes forever, see, because you have to drive to Bangor. Dee said they lied. They're liars, because I used to read the books called The Stupids.
Yeah, that's right.
Love those books. The only way I got to say or read it. They were liars. I knew they were lying then. Just control freaks.
Yeah. They are. And look what's happened to them now.
They all got fired.
Well, they're not making any money.
They all got fired. No, I'm sorry. They departed ways, I think.
Departed ways. What?
Book publishing.
Oh, it sucks.
Yeah. So, let's see. Do you have anything weird or strange to talk about before?
No.
We could just hang up and end the podcast.
Why would you want to do that?
Because we ran out of things to talk about.
Oh,
it was an awkward pause.
That was a bit of an awkward pause.
Yeah.
But
it's another awkward pause.
Because I was trying, you confused me, baby.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, for letting myself be confused.
So here, I looked up on Board Panda right the second article from March 7th, 2022, about 35 ridiculous, funny, and seriously stupid things people witness their friends doing.
Can you pause for 1 second?
I can always pause for
one second. Can you get a generous comment? Because I really think it's brilliant.
I can't see it.
It's blank. It's a pause. That's why I said it's brilliant.
That's like too smart for me.
She's creating another pause.
That's too smart.
I told you we can't have pauses during the podcast.
Read D for me.
I watched a vampire movie last weekend. Really good. Not strange, but entertaining.
What was it?
I don't know. But that's a sure sign that our podcast went right down the tubes. So quickly. It was doing so good. And he's talking, telling us what she watched on television last week. Or maybe at the theater. Maybe she had a date.
Oh, God.
Tell us about your date, Dee.
Anyways, while we wait for Dee. Oh, it's called Abigail.
That doesn't tell us about the date, Dee.
Oh, my God. So here we go. So we don't put poor Dee on the spot. From Bored Panda, Reptar on Ice reports, my friend in high school insisted Italian wasn't a language because she was Italian. And she spoke English.
That's crazy.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well,
America.
There's a lot of similar stupidity running rampant right now. And you can find it online real easy.
Oh.
He says she didn't have a date.
Oh, do we believe it?
Oh, yeah, because her brother, I didn't have a date. My brother took me. I really wanted to see it, so he took me to see it. It was great. I want to see it again and buy it on DVD. It must have been good.
Dan's the best brothers. My brother would never do anything for me.
We don't even own a DVD player anymore.
No, I think we got rid of it. I think we got rid of it. We still have some DVDs, though.
Well, why do we have DVDs if we don't have a DVD player?
I don't know.
Put them out on the street for free.
I couldn't part with my lost DVDs. Remember the show Lost?
Oh, my God. Did you have the whole series?
Mm-hmm. I bought it especially for you so you could watch the whole thing because you had never watched
it. Isn't that like a suitcase full?
Yeah, it was a lot.
No, I don't want to watch that thing.
Exactly.
It's outdated.
Okay.
I want to stay current.
I bought it for you years and years and years and years.
Well, then why do you call it your DVD collection?
I don't know. Here's another brilliant one. Ready?
Yeah.
This is from Clickster89. I heard about a guy shooting his new semi-automatic pistol for the first time. After the first few rounds, there was no hole in his paper target, so he assumed the gun was malfunctioning. To check, he aimed it at the palm of his other hand and fired.
Oh, nice.
And he found his answer.
He's just a bad shot, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I'm still stuck on Chris's party.
Oh, no.
We haven't been to a party like that in so long. I really want it to happen now.
I know. All the pressure.
Right after the elections, Chris. Have that party.
Dee said she hated the series finale of Lost and that you should watch Once Upon a Time instead.
Well, what's that? I feel like I've seen that before. Is that old or new?
It's old.
Is it a movie or a series?
I think it actually takes place in Maine.
Really?
Well, it doesn't, but it's a pretend.
Is it a movie or a series?
It's a TV show.
Oh.
I'm looking it up right now because in my head, I think I stopped watching because I was annoyed because it was supposed to be.
Dee said it's old but newer than Lost.
I believe that.
Oh, it was like that other show you started watching that was Manifest.
Manifest? That's really new.
I know, but wasn't that sort of like a Lost?
Yeah, it's vaguely like Lost, man, but it wasn't quite like Lost.
Dee said it was a TV series and it was Storybrooke, Maine.
Yep, see.
God, how do you guys do that crap, Dee? We have a friend that has a brain like yours.
Yeah.
It's like all pop culture and stuff. Music and television and movies.
I think I started to watch it when it came out, Dee, but then I got mad because it was not a very, it's a
Were
fantasy.
Were you still in love with Lost at the time?
No, it was because it was set in Maine. And oh. I get really cranky about things set in Maine that don't seem like Maine.
I got you. I agree.
Yeah. So Does that happen with Florida?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The problem is, it's really hard to tell. There's so many different terrains. I mean, unless they're like climbing a mountain, then you're like, that's not Florida.
So someone said their strange like thing they saw somebody else do is that their roommate in college used to wash their feet by putting them one at a time into the toilet.
What?
And flushing.
That's not foot washing.
No soap. Just a flush.
No bleach?
Nothing. That's so icky. Like, what if you, like, dated them? What if you dated them and you had a foot fetish and you were sucking on their toes all the time?
Damn, you don't do that, do you, baby?
I do it all the time.
Well, then I'm going to stop sucking on your toes.
Coop. Hey, good Coop. Morning. Coop came over just to say yuck.
That is yuck.
That's a perfect yuck. But seriously, how would you think that washing any part of your body in the toilet is a good idea?
I want to tell you that where we live, the price of water, because we're on town water, is so high that we, you know, it's like we've developed if it's yellow, let it mellow policy.
I'm so against like, this policy. So, like,
if you're going to wash your feet in our house, you better flush twice.
Definitely flush twice. Dee said that she thinks Storybrooke, Maine was supposed to be a made-up place that no one on the outside could get to, but the characters, since they were fairy tales. I know that, but it still bothered me enough that I couldn't keep watching.
You probably bothered because you couldn't get there.
Well, there's also that. And there is also another thing where I had a lot of roommates in college, and one of them was a born-again virgin. And one of the characters...
Jesus.
That's true. That's what she called herself.
Jesus?
No.
Oh,
the other
born-again virgin.
Bav. So Bav was one of the most annoying humans I had ever met in my entire life. I can't even go to, like, a college reunion because of this. And, like... She looks a lot like one of the characters in Once Upon a Time.
Okay.
And so that was another reason I couldn't keep watching it. Because people are strange and we get strange things in our brain. And we're like, that's not me. That reminds me of Bav. And then it's all over. What?
Nothing.
All right.
Nothing.
Dee said watch it, but never watch the final season. It was a letdown. They should have stopped at 6. It ended perfectly. Okay, that's helpful.
That is helpful.
And Jennifer said, WTF is a born-again virgin. Fake news.
That's right. Fake news.
If you were there with me in college, I think I would have managed it a lot better, Jennifer. And Dee, back at Once Upon a Time, said the creators got greedy in my opinion and they had a lot of main characters that never came back.
See, that's what really killed me.
Man, that's too bad.
If you lose the people I'm attached to, then I don't want to watch you anymore. Right?
Yeah.
What are you doing over there?
Somebody just sent me a text that says scoop on it, and since we run a newspaper, I'm going to write yes, please, on my phone.
Oh, did it have a question mark?
It said scoop, comma, question mark. Sorry. I don't know punctuation anymore. It's Friday night.
Maybe you're an editor.
It's all over.
People give her money to edit their crap. She doesn't know the difference between question mark and a comma.
Not on a Friday night, I don't. Trust me, not on a Friday night. Would you like me to talk about character arcs? Do you want me to talk about Eastern versus Western narrative structures?
No. Those are so long and exciting. People can't.
Now I'm just going to ding the bell and
you're
mean.
Our audience can't handle it.
You're so mean.
I'm not mean. I was being
mean.
Real.
No, you're being mean.
Real, baby.
Why don't you read?
I'm telling you.
Audie's still talking about
the first 6 are great. It took me forever to get through the final season. Didn't make any sense.
He has feelings about this.
I'll say she does.
I think that was really a disappointing final season.
Dee, if we ever get to meet each other in real life, you can have a little therapy session with Carrie and I about that.
About Once Upon a Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll watch the final season and we'll talk about it.
No, they said not to.
We'll open up. No, all together, I mean. We'll get it out there.
I don't know if Duke can do that again.
Probably not. But we'll ring the bell. Right. We'll let Dee ring the bell on her. She's mad about the final season.
Oh, no. Hi.
Wait. She says he was in a group about
it. It was dramatic.
No, I'm not laughing at D. I mean, she was really distraught.
It sounds terrible.
Oh, she was so mad, she said. But she loved Captain Hook.
Was
Captain Hook one of the characters?
Yes, honey.
Oh, dude, I like guys with hooks. I like
Captain
Hook,
too,
honey.
You like guys with hooks.
Yeah, not anyway. That way. Just, all right. It's like, you know, look, if I was a private, I'd want to have a hook.
Really?
On my left hand, though.
You don't like having, like, the use of all your digits?
Oh, whatever.
Lose an arm, lose a hand, who cares? Just,
yeah, right.
All right. Makes sense, man.
As a pirate...
Well, yeah.
Think about it. You got to climb up the mast to fix them. You use that hook. Chomp, chomp. You're like a lineman. Chomp. Instead of having your boot spikes, you have a hook on your hand.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
What? Jeez.
What did he say?
Dee's carrying us through this podcast.
Dee said she was also in a lost group. It blew up on the night of the finale, and everyone was so mad, including me. I was very passionate about some shows. Okay.
That's like a book reading club or something, but only television based.
I have to tell you.
Uh-oh. Revelation coming, folks. I'll tell you if I've ever heard it before.
That I, too, was in a lost group.
Never heard it before.
No. And, like, I had the best time in that, like, group. There was, like, Easter eggs and spoilers and...
Really?
Yeah, maybe Dee and I knew each other in that group.
Hey, you never told me that before, babe.
No, I don't tell you a lot of my geekier things.
Well, why not?
Because you judge.
I still love you.
No, you judge. You're a judgy judger who judges.
But I still love you.
I don't think so.
Always.
I don't...
What? That's not a lie.
It's a lie.
You know in your heart that's not a lie.
I don't really have a heart, so I don't know.
Thing for yourself.
All right. So do we have anything else strange before we go?
I haven't thought of anything strange all night.
Oh my gosh, Shawnee.
I really haven't. These people have provided me with so much brain fodder.
Thank God for other humans, huh?
I know. Our listeners made the podcast.
Our listeners and friends. Dee said, I used to join all the groups for the TV shows I watched. I even chatted with some of the characters sometimes.
What?
She's cool.
Really?
They don't do that anymore.
The characters or the groups?
The groups. It's 2:24 now.
Because if you go on Twitter, it's not a group. But, if you're watching The Bachelor, you go on Twitter and you get the blow-by-blow. It's pretty funny.
You know, Manifest, the TV show that reminds Johnny of Lost, some of their characters used to have, live tweets and live tweet parties, and you could ask them.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And What We Do in the Shadows, the guy who plays Guillermo.
No, I like that show.
I know you love that show. Guillermo, the man who plays him, he used to kind of live tweet a little bit, and you really? Could interact with him too. Yeah, I think he retweeted something I said once, so I now love him.
Probably. That's your second famous person tweet instance, at least.
No.
Well, you had The Rock.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you count Sarah?
Well, yeah. Even though she's sort of a friend, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, man. So anyways, yeah, that still sort of happens sometimes. And Dee said some of the actors would live chat during the show. That's just cool.
Just like what you were talking about.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but in a different kind of venue, forum.
Right.
That's really cool.
That is cool.
It is cool.
That's good exposure. Good marketing.
Thank you all for listening.
Oh, thank you so very much.
And for hanging out with us. Even though we had no point, really.
Christopher Walsh, if you're still here, I want that party.
Sean really wants a party. He really wants you to invite us, even though we're not Catholic. And that's all. That's all, really, right?
I think the party is about I forgot what the theme was, but he wants us to dress up like Captain Zaneel.
And we're doing it. We'll do it.
But there better be some other people there that are dressed up. This is no Chris Wall strap party.
I don't care. Invitation. I'll be the only one. Thanks for listening and thanks for hanging out with us. And also, the music that you hear in our intro and outro is by the amazing friend, musician, and author, and one of my cool writers, Stubby. So we really thank him for giving us that. It's very generous. And
cool. Have a fantastic weekend.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday. Live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.